Too Good To Go, an app created to help lower food wastage, launched in Halifax on June 21st. Sarah Soderoff from Too Good To Go spoke with CKDU about how the app will help reduce Canada's carbon footprint.
Too Good To Go is the world's largest marketplace for selling surplus food. So what we do is we connect businesses, food selling businesses who have surplus with consumers to purchase that food at a discount. What that looks like is an app. So there's an app interface. Businesses upload the food that they have there at different points throughout the day. So whether it's like after a lunchtime rush or at the end of the day, and then consumers can purchase that within the app. The business decides the pickup window and consumers go and physically pick it up in store.
What's the process with food safety? Like, can you explain a bit about that?
So we hold our partners, we are heavily reliant on our partners to ensure food safety, just as they are responsible for ensuring that anything they're selling in store has met all of the safety requirements. The same is true for on the app. So they can't sell anything on the app that they couldn't sell in store. So anything that is past its best before date, they cannot put on, but it might be at its best before date. So today's June 22nd. You might see some items in your surprise bag that are at their best before date at June 22nd. We also cannot sell anything. Say that there are regulations, pizza, for example, can't be under those heat lamps for more than 3 hours, I believe. So the same thing is true. You can't extend the life of that pizza by putting it into a Too Good To Go surprise bag. It has to be kept and held in the exact same regulation that it would be if it were sold for full price in store.
Where did Too Good To Go start and how did it make its way over to Halifax?
We were founded in Denmark at the end of 2016. The app went live in the App Store and then in the beginning of 2016 on the Google Play Store. We were founded out of the belief that there is so much surplus that is being wasted and so much edible food that is being wasted. We know that more than 58% of food in Canada goes to waste, which is huge. And globally, that number is 40%. So we are worse than the globe, but the rest of the world isn't doing too well either. And we came to Canada in July of 2021. So we're almost at our 2-year mark of officially launching in Canada. We have been methodically, but pretty quickly expanding throughout the country since then. We are now in over 16 markets across Canada and most major cities across Canada. We decided to launch in Halifax because it was time.
Obviously, Nova Scotia is experiencing a big food insecurity right now. So how does that help? How does this app help with food insecurity? And also, I know you said there's environmental benefits, but if you could talk a bit about those too.
Well, food insecurity and surplus food waste, while parallel, are not exactly the same issue. So what we're working to do is to reduce surplus food waste. That's our primary mission. We do sell food at a discount. So that food is a heavily reduced price. On average, it's 1/3. It can be more. It can be a little bit less based on what you're getting in the bag. So if you think about it, if you buy a huge produce bag that is $5.99 on the app, you're getting 3 times that amount in your bag. So that's a fantastic way for people to reduce the food costs that they're exorbitantly increasing with inflation and rising food prices. We also know that there's always been a huge problem with food insecurity in our country, even though we do have a lot of access to food. Food prices are high. And as a result of the pandemic, there has been an increasing amount of people who are looking for food and food at a more reasonable price. We work with charity partners across the country to ensure that we are helping to meet that need. We have an in-app donation feature. So if you go into the app, it's geo-targeted. You'll see the charity partner that we work with, a not-for-profit partner that we work with that is closest to you, and you can donate monetarily within there. We also encourage our partners, if they have a breadth of food that is large enough that they can donate first before putting it on the app. The struggle with that often is that the amount of food that they have, that partners that we work with have, tend to be 1 or 2 items, 5 items, and that amount can't be donated. And the frequency of that donation is much shorter than what the food banks are looking for. So we do definitely want to help to tackle that problem. We want to work with charity partners across the country to better meet that demand and that supply. And we do call on the government to help lessen the restrictions around what can be donated so that we can get that great food that is edible into the hands of people who want it.